Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out our blog. You can subscribe to it or come and get it. Either way, it's all right there on the homepage at smallbusinessadvocate.com. The blog, by the way, is jimsblog.biz. So you can find it there. And don't forget all the other things that are there, including more information about our guest this half hour. Robert W. Bly, is an independent consultant, and he works with companies of all sizes and individuals to help them put their best foot forward. He's been a member of our Brain Trust since 2003. He's the author of Foolproof Marketing and his new book, Magnetic Selling. He's our good friend. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back, Bob, and we've missed you.
I've missed you. You got to call me. We got to call each other more often.
We got to work that out, don't we?
Yes, we do.
We'll have to figure out how that phone thing works, won't we? Hey, Bob, a lot of people are being led, I think, down the wrong path by manipulators. You know, you've seen these advertisements on television. You see it in newspapers. You hear about it on the radio sometimes. You know, make $1 million a year for only 30 minutes a week work. You know, and you see on television the pictures of the people with the mansions and the cars and all that.
And the guy's leaning on a Rolls Royce, which, you know, as soon as the commercial is over, has to be returned to the company where he rented it for the day.
Exactly. And so, but you know, there's a lot of people out there who want their business, want their own business so bad that this is something they're saying, you know what, this sounds good, I'm going to try it out. There's a lot of money scammed out of people for things like that, aren't there?
And the rule of thumb is, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Yeah. But there are people who are making money online by having marketing businesses online, aren't there?
Yeah, and a lot of them are my friends and colleagues, and I'm one of them.
Yeah.
And I wasn't one until recently. I spent my career, my 25, 30-year career, very happily as a freelance writer. I write copy for clients and wrote a lot of books and articles and columns, and I resisted getting into what people call the internet marketing business, part of which was that it had a large degree of hype in it that turned me off, as you're alluding to now. And the other part is, I thought that the details, the nits and grits of it, the nuts and bolts would drive me crazy. I'm not a detailed person.
Mm-hmm.
But a year ago or so, I got into it, maybe a year and a half ago, 2 years at most, and I'm here to tell you that it can work, but not quite in the way other people are telling you. But I now... So, and I'm always forth up front about my results. I don't make a fortune online like a lot of these guys do. Some of them claim it. Some of them I know do it. But I make a very good amount of money online. I make sales online of $4,000 to $5,000 every week with over a 90% profit margin. So I'm, you know, making clearing $200,000 a year from this. And I work at it. To make that, I only have to work about 27 minutes. Not a day, a week, which sounds incredible.
This sounds like one of those commercials, Bob.
It sounds like one of those commercials, but there are a couple of caveats that will explain it.
All right.
27 minutes is what I work to maintain the business. That's once it is set up and going. See, that's what people don't tell you. With any kind of business where you have a passive income, like internet marketing or mail order, once you get it going, they're right. You can make a lot of money with not a lot of work on your part. However, to get it to that point, it can be a massive amount of work. However, I've developed shortcuts, some of which only some people could do, others of which anybody can do, and I can help people get to there with much less work and much more quickly than other people do.
What are you selling online?
I chose, there's only two things you really can sell online. Well, there's three. Number one, you can sell services. Don't recommend it. Why? Mm-hmm. Why do you want to be online? You want to generate passive income. You want to make money while you sleep. If you sell a service and you make sales, you then have to render the service.
Right.
So you can sell services, but if you're looking for something that
But if services is what you're good at rather than products, that's not a bad place to start.
Oh, no, no. I mean, I get orders for my copywriting services online all the time.
Yeah.
But my program that I teach, my variation or my flavor of internet marketing, is a program called the Internet Marketing Retirement Plan. And it's for people who want to make money without working. If you want to sell your services online, it's a great way to do it. I mean, I get orders that come online for my copywriting services literally of hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. But I have to work my behind off to fulfill those orders.
You can't fulfill all that, can you?
Yeah. I mean, I work doing copywriting. When I say I work 27 minutes a week, that's on my product sales. On my copywriting, I work 12 hours a day.
But what people don't realize, though, Bob, and this is where I think the commercials lead people astray, you've got a 20, 25, 30-year career behind all this that gave you perspective, that taught you how the marketplace works, you understood how to run a business, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of the people who I think fall prey to these things have been employees all their life. They don't know anything about being a business owner. They don't know anything really about how the marketplace works. They think they do because they're consumers or they do some business for their employers, but they really don't understand how the marketplace works for themselves. And I worry that they quit their job and start doing stuff like this and wait for the money to roll in.
Well, I tell people, I tell everyone who buys my program, the Internet Marketing Retirement Plan, I say, this is a spare time opportunity. Do not quit your job. Do this in your spare time and make a lot of extra money. Now, if you build it to the point and it works for you, everyone's going to get to a different, not everyone's going to do equally well. But if you get to the point, like I picked arbitrarily the figure of $200,000 a year, which is where I am roughly with it now. If you make $200,000 a year from your product income and you only have to work, in my case, it's very little, but let's say you had to work to make that $200,000 a year a few hours a week. You then could quit your day job, and once you've got it going for a year at that level and it's steady and you see that it's going to stay steady or increase, then that's something you can consider, but that's your decision. I haven't quit my day job, not
right.
because I need the money, but because I like it too much.
Right.
I'd rather do copywriting than you know, internet marketing. So
mm-hmm.
you know, but I like at the same time.
Well, you're also greedy too, Bob. I mean, that's another reason. You like the cash.
I'm not,
right?
I'm actually not greedy.
I'm teasing you. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Robert W. Bly, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Magnetic Selling. He and I will be right back. When we come back, I'm going to ask you, what is it you're selling online besides services? It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Bob Bly. Robert W. Bly is the name on the book, Magnetic Selling. That's his new book, and he has a number of others. Bob, give us your website, please.
It's www.bly.com is my main website. And if you go to that site and click on products, you'll come to a page where you can see all the products I sell in my internet marketing business, and you'll see about 50 or 60 websites there. That's all the products we have or plan to develop, and about 20 or 25 of them are already active.
And what? Give us some examples right now for those of us who are online.
Well, the main one that people might be interested, if you go to www.theinternetmarketingretirementplan.com, there's an audio product. I sell information products, and that site tells how I do my internet marketing business. You had asked me on the break, what can you sell online? There's only two things aside from service. You can sell merchandise or you can sell information. If you want to have an easier time, I recommend information. You can make a lot of money with merchandise, but that's more like a real business. And
a lot of people aren't information type folks. They feel much more comfortable with products, things that they can hold and go and buy and then sell, right?
Well, you certainly can, you know, everyone has their preference. Like I was mentioning my friend Brad Fallon, he's not an information type guy, and when he got married, he had a hard time finding a wedding favor for the ceremony they liked. He said, and he couldn't find anything online, he decided he would sell wedding favors online. His business, and I can't remember the URL, is $10 million a year. But
right.
He has 40 employees. I don't want that.
Well, let me say this, though, in the interest of full disclosure, Bob, and folks, I ferreted this out during the break. You said you spent 27 minutes of your time a week, but that's your time. That's not all the work that's put into your business.
Oh, no. I outsource, and this is a key principle that I teach on the Internet Marketing Retirement Plan.com. I outsource most of the work and have other people do it. For example, there's a lot of technical details. You have to have, for example, if you sell online, everybody's heard this term, a shopping cart. Someone has to manage that shopping cart, upload it, check it. I have no idea how to do that. I have a woman named Jody. She works for me. She actually worked for my main business, my copywriting, and I just moved more of her responsibilities over to the internet marketing. And she does all that. And I recommend to people, don't learn this stuff. That's always been my approach.
But my point is that you're saying you spend 27 hours a week. The truth is, it's virtually a full-time job for somebody.
It's not at my level right now. It's not a full-time job for Jody. It's a good 10 hours a week for Jody.
Yeah.
I'd say, yeah, at this point, at our level of 200,000, 250,000 gross a year, it's taken 10 hours a week of her time.
But don't forget, though, the rest of your business, your other business, provides her with a support infrastructure that somebody, if they were only doing that, would still have to have.
That I'll disagree with you. My theory is that in any area of the United States, you can find a Jody. You can find an intelligent, educated person who will do fairly who work hard and do fairly complex tasks to work for you on an hourly basis from their home, not as an employee, but as a freelancer.
There's some of that.
For between $10 and $25 an hour.
But you got to admit that you're getting some efficiencies because you've got her doing two different things. There's got to be some efficiencies.
I almost wouldn't admit that. I know what you're saying.
I know, but you know I'm right. You know I'm right, though, Bob.
What?
You know I'm right about that.
I'll say you're semi-right, because Jody actually has three kids. One of them's a baby.
Right.
So she'd actually like to work less hours. And
no, I understand. But you're right, though. And the point we're making here, I think, is important, is outsourcing is a good thing.
It is the total strategy for efficiency.
For
you should only
century.
Do in your business what you – Fred Gleek, who's an internet entrepreneur who got me into the business, he taught me, and he's worth looking up online, Fred Gleek, G-L-E-E-C-K, you can Google him, said you only want to do things that are the highest, best use of your time.
Core competencies.
Exactly. So, like, years ago, I was having dinner with him, and he said to me, oh, I'm learning DreamWorks so I can do my own websites. I said, are you nuts? Why are you wasting your time?
Mm-hmm.
So last week, he said, you're right. That was the stupidest thing. Why should I waste my time doodling around with DreamWorks? I can get
well,
someone
that's
to-
exactly right. And you know, I bought a we bought a 10 years ago, we bought the HTML book. You know, it's about 3 inches thick. You know, I could have learned that if I'd wanted to. I've been doing this stuff a long time. I could have picked that up. I could be an HTML expert right now, but I said, you know what? That's not what Jim Blessingham needs to be doing. So I put the book down, and I hired people to do all my HTML.
Not to be negative, but you and I have limited, and everyone listening has a limited number of hours of breathing
that's
left.
Right. That's right.
And you know, that's not how I want to spend my time.
Bob, what's the first step? Give us the first step to getting something like this started.
Let me give you the core of the three things you have to do. You only need to do, now there are, one thing that stops people from getting into internet marketing is it's complicated. There's so much out there. You get overwhelmed. And people get into what I call analysis paralysis. They listen to CDs. They go to conferences. They read books. There are all these people selling, tons of people. The internet is lousy with people selling information on internet marketing. They buy all these programs, and they never open the box. They just never read it. So really the first step then is just to do something. Don't overstudy. Get a little information like we're giving you today, and then
do something. 30 seconds.
Hmm?
I got 30 seconds left.
Okay, to do something. Then when we come back from the 30-second break, there's three things you need to have.
No, that's all you get today, Bob.
Okay. You need to have a... Are you serious?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, you need to have products to sell, you need to build a list of customers, and you need to be able to get people on your list to go to your websites and buy your products.
Which, and your website is?
TheInternetMarketingRetirementPlan.com.
That's where you can get the rest of it, folks.
That's where you get
so
the rest
I encourage
of
you to check it out. Bob's a good guy. He'll take care of you. Thanks, Bob. See you next
All right.
time. Quick break. Right back with Joanna Brandy. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.